Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. Though I just want to reinforce that I'm not here to add to the mass load of information that's already out there about the coronavirus and everything we're living through. I just want you to know that I am here. And I understand that we've all been through a lot recently. And in order to help you guys, I've actually restructured the order of the programs that I have planned for the next few months. I've asked people what they wanted, and everybody said that they want some things that are going to help us through the next few weeks. Now, as you know, one of the focuses of this podcast is slow living. Now, those of us that already embrace this concept, some of us have had it said to us that you must be finding this really easy, because surely all this being in lockdown is exactly what you've been really set out to do. You know, it's everything you already live your life by. Well, actually, that's not quite right. Because although slow living very much encompasses this idea of living quietly, living slowly, living very much at a much gentler pace, it doesn't involve living in solitude. So although we're probably slightly better prepared, it's given us a lot of tools, you know, we've been through a lot of the lessons that have sort of readied us for it. It is helping us deal with the difficulties. This is not our idea of how we want to live. So just to get that out there for you. But what I want to help you with over the next few episodes, hopefully, is to pass on some of those tools. This temporary situation, and we do need to get that through, it doesn't have a definite end. And I think that's what's making this really difficult. This new normal that we're living with, and it is likely to change the normal that comes out the other end of this, is potentially quite a long indefinite period. The first thing I think we all need to really consider about this is we very much need to limit the amount of information that's coming in. And the difficulty with that is that we all want to know what's going on. Everybody wants to know what's happening. And especially when you're living in your own little bubble, in your own little world, you're desperate to know what's happening. And the other problem is that in turn, it's our only method of communication now, the internet, social media, very much the only way that we can actually talk to the other people out there. So I think a lot of us are getting very much caught up in this bubble that we want to speak to our friends, we want to know what's happening in the world, and we're spending too much time allowing that world into our lives, probably a lot more so than we were a few weeks ago. And we need to start limiting that back, because it will affect our mental health, and in turn that actually affects our physical health, because it will start to affect how long we sleep for. It will start to increase our stress levels, and that's not good for us, especially when we're already struggling with concepts of stress and things within our life anyway. This is going to make it worse. So the important thing right now, even more than ever before, is to live in the moment, because to be honest, we don't know when the end will be. Nobody can predict it for sure. We can sit here giving potential endpoints, but nobody can definitely say. And if we keep setting ourselves these hopeful deadlines of, you know, oh, 2 or 3 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 months, however long it's going to be, it's as bad as them saying, oh, the war will be over by Christmas. And it gives us these points that in the end could serve sincerely just to disappoint us. And that's only going to make things worse when those points are then not met. So living day by day and getting through that day, sticking to our schedules, especially if you're still trying to work from home, because a lot of people are. If you are still trying to work from home, don't forget to listen to the schedules episode for help on that one. But if you're not, just keep to a simple routine. Make sure you're still getting yourself up, still eating at special times, and then make sure you're going to bed at a reasonable time as well. This new normal is so different to what the vast majority of the population is used to living with. It can become overwhelming if you let too much of that outside world in. So this ever-climbing death toll, the slowly collapsing economy, this loss of connection and physical interaction with the people you love. The indefinite nature of everything, from timescales to exactly what's going to happen next. In response, we need to learn to deal with this in a way that we can cope. We need to retain control of what we can. Personal and home-based tasks can become the foundation for keeping us grounded and focused. So if we look at what we can do within the home, our basic needs, our ability to get through on a day-to-day basis are going to become what we can do to survive. Now, people have already compared this to the wars in many ways, and it does have similarities like the restriction of movement, limited access to goods and foods, changes in our supply chains, and heavy reliance on things like our hospitals. So this purpose of taking one day at a time becomes very, very important for us, and using our simple tasks within that as a way to focus ourselves. So that comes back now. Instead of seeing day-to-day things as a chore, we need to look at them as a way to bring meaning. That what you used to take for granted, you start to notice more. That we've already noticed some things, like how simple it used to be to get food. You used to just nip to the supermarket, get what you wanted and come home again. And we used to be able to do that every day. You'd nip down with a basket, grab a few bits that you needed and come home. Whereas now, you want to go, get everything you need, potentially for 3 or 4 weeks, and then come home. Which, for a small family, is not so hard. For a larger family like ours of 6, that becomes an extremely difficult task. How much we took for granted as well that we could just go out and about. Whereas now, we're being told you can go out for one piece of exercise a day. How many people are now doing that even though they wouldn't have done before because they're being told that's all they can do? These basic things used to be part of our everyday life. Now we're having to rebuild our systems and routines around a new way of living. So it's almost like stepping back to a simpler time. Yet we've still got our internet, albeit overloaded in some areas, and unreliable, and our labour-saving devices. We've still got those, but we've got something more important now that most of us haven't had for years and years and years. Time. Time is something that a lot of us have been desperate for. And a lot of people now have got that back, whether it's because you're working from home and you didn't used to, so now you're not having to commute. You've got your break times at home. You're suddenly finding that you can get all your work day done and have all this extra time. Or you've been furloughed. You're still going to get paid. You've got no work to do. What are you going to do with all this time? Or, unfortunately, you just don't have work anymore because you've been laid off, or your business isn't getting as much income, or because your business has had to stop temporarily. Or quite simply because you just can't go out and do the things you used to do. We've all got this magical resource back. Time. Now, we've seen the jokes going around the internet, you know, things like, oh, well, I used to think that I didn't dust because I didn't have time, and now I've just discovered I didn't like dusting. Maybe actually, deep down, you can do it. You just need to give yourself a chance. Because the everyday things actually become our handles. They become our way of getting through. And they don't actually have to be a burden. They can actually become a new light. Because we just need to notice the moments as we do our everyday. So we need to take that time. Instead of running from one thing to another like we're used to doing, we need to learn to do things more slowly. because we've got the time to do it now. We can practice that. And in between, we need to learn to sit and stop. And we need to practice doing one thing at a time. And we need to notice the little things while we do it. So, through all of this, we actually learn to appreciate what we already have. So, all of these are starting to build in as well good new habits. So, by taking time and not running from one thing to another, we start to learn that we don't need to dash through schedules every day, running. And we learn that we can become much more productive. By learning to sit and stop, we teach ourselves that we can take that time out of a schedule to give ourselves a break. It's very important to actually allow our mind and our body to take even 5 minutes to actually just do nothing and to take in the world around us. By doing one thing at a time, by moving away from that built-in necessity to multitask, we actually focus better. We allow our brain to think around a topic more. We allow ourselves to notice more of what we're doing, which brings us on to the next thing, which is noticing the little things. So if you are literally focusing on just the one thing at a time, you will notice the details, you will become better at it. And then you start to really appreciate what you have. How many of you have spent time and actually gone around your house and looked at what you genuinely have? Think about dusting not as dusting for cleaning, but as a way to reinvestigate what you have in your home. Think of it as an exploration of your shelves. It's a different way of looking at it. I'm not dusting. I'm going exploring this afternoon around my house. See what you can find. Remind yourself of why you have all these things that you need to dust. So think about the other things you could do in your day. How can you rethink what you're doing, bring new life today? It could be as simple as finding a new way to eat breakfast. Could you eat it outside? Or could you throw caution to the wind and have cake? Could you think of a different thing to do with your family or your children? I've never made one of those forts with blankets since we moved into this house. Always wanted to do that in the living room. Or could you get out your favourite book and read it to everybody? Could you make your space somewhere more fun to be? Could you go tidy your sock drawer? Or could you do the one thing that needs doing, which is tidy the kitchen cupboard? There's always something interesting at the back of the kitchen cupboard, isn't there? And you can play that great game, which is how out of date is this? Then there's a really important one, and that's creating me time. Don't forget to spend maybe 10 to 15 minutes sitting outside, taking in the world around you. Or have a bath. It's all about keeping control of what you can and keeping focus. It's amazing how much solace can be gained just by knowing you've sorted out the supplies for the week, for instance, or cleaning the house, or even just from seeing everyone else in your household occupied and busy. But it also takes very little to break this, like a shopping trip where you can't get the essentials, or hours and hours on hold then to get cut off when you're trying to sort out your finances. And this can really, really damage your state of mind. We are only human, and don't forget that, but you're not the only human out there. We're all doing this together. So you've probably heard the phrase mindfulness, but not everybody knows what it is, and not everybody does it. But if I say to you that quite simply, all mindfulness is being completely in the moment with something, completely concentrating on it. So if you're doing one thing, and concentrating completely on that one thing, that's being mindful about it. So if you're focusing on an activity and giving it your complete attention, then you are being mindful. And being mindful as much as you can every day is going to help you, and it's going to be good for you because it helps to calm your mind down. And practicing this on a regular basis will help you not only whilst we get through the current situation and our new kind of normal, but once we moved into the normal that generates beyond what's happening at the moment. The world has slowed down. It's had to. But I want you to see this as an opportunity, and I want you to use this as an opportunity. The things that you can learn within the next few weeks are things that you can then take on with you for the rest of your life. Find peace and calm as you go about your daily tasks, noticing each and every detail. Remind yourself of everything you can see in each part of your life. Control the little bits that you can control. Limit how much of the overwhelming outside world you let in. Understand that there will be moments when you feel helpless and lost. These are the moments when you stop and sit and take in everything around you. Breathe calmly and remind yourself of all the things you have noticed and achieved today, because quite frankly, you're amazing. Thank you for listening to this episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. If you want to know more, why not visit my website at www.bexraven.co.uk or join in the conversation on Facebook at the Wabi Sabi Collective group. Join me next time when I continue the talk on this podcast. See you soon.